Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
It's good to read your messages and to know that you are all right. Even though this whole issue somewhat got close to you, but everything is all right now. Situation, then such an expression as all right should be interpreted in I don't know how. But anyway, you are healthy and people around you are. Even the ones who went through this whole situation in a more intense way, even those people are okay now, they went through it and they are fine, and this is good to know. Even though it feels more ambiguous, it's also nice to know that the lockdown is going through its final phases there for you, and that maybe you will be able to find a new normality or a new beginning. Or the possibility to reinvent the quotidian I guess. You will find these possibilities in the next days. I think it's ambiguous to see this as a nice thing. Because we all know that there are pressures of, in my opinion, not so nice intentions, such as economic, and of course economics is an important issue. I know that this is somehow what moves, one of the things that moves us as race. I guess this is the level of the discussions nowadays. We are thinking about the human race. But also people are greedy and I think there are a lot of moves to make us go to the streets again for not so noble reasons. And I expect that you guys are more careful about this than what is going on in Brazil right now. And I'll split the message now. I'll send you another one to speak about what is going on here, or what I think is going on here, and what is going on with me. I'm okay. But under quote marks, what does it mean? I'm healthy, I have a home, I have food, my salary did not stop appearing in my account, in my bank account. I must say I'm extremely privileged now, and this is thinking from the point of being really selfish. This is good because, I mean, I'm thinking about survival, right? I'm okay, but at the same time, here in Brazil, things are really bad. Feels kind of sad to be able to observe this whole situation from a comfortable point of view. We are, as a country, we are going to suffer a lot in the next years, I would say. Of course, this is a global perspective. The whole world, I would say, will suffer for the next years. Basically, because I think it's difficult to accept that everything is going to be really different from what it was. And the dramas have multiple levels, I guess, from personal to community-based, to politics, to whatever. I guess everything will change. Everything has changed already. It seems we are going through this phase now already, in which we are not seeing this very well. We are just trying to strongly deny it. Even though this is a global situation, I think there are those places in which this is going on more intensely. And of course, maybe I'm not the person more suitable to make this judgment because I'm inside this shit. But I think Brazil is really a special case in this context. Thank you. I mean, the guy is just probably the most idiot person, one of the top five idiots in the whole world, I would say. At least in the whole media covered world, you know, he's among the top five or top three idiots. To be a part of this whole scenario, it's really sad to read the news every day. It's hitting on us in so many ways that, I mean, psychologically, it's really hard. Be a part of this. The whole COVID crisis and the struggle in Brazil, which is like really multi-layered. Really sad, and I'm not that old, but I'm also not that young anymore to think that okay, this will pass and I will see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's really disgusting because I'm not that positive nowadays. Thank you. live alone and I have not seen close people for the last two and a half months. In person, right? I've been going through these rituals, such as this one, sending and receiving messages from people, making video calls, and yes, but this is not enough for me, I guess. Sorry for the long messages, but at the same time I feel it's good to me to share this with someone, and I know we know each other, like we don't have that much hours together, but I feel you are like I really like you. It's nice to share also with you virtually and in my mind also. So stay safe. I hope everything is all right. And also see you again someday and just have another beer with you. That's it.
you were listening to Everything Has Changed Already, a radio piece by Isa Stragliati. Artistic support and curation for Radio Campus Bruxelles, Karine Demange. All my love and gratitude to Paolo Dantas. C'était Everything Has Changed Already, une création radiophonique d'Isa Stragliati. Accompagnement artistique et curation pour Radio Campus Bruxelles, Karine Demange. Toute ma gratitude et mon amour à Paolo Dantas.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.